You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're talking this morning with the stars of the TV show Tanked, which appears on Animal Planet on Friday nights at 9 o'clock. We've got Wade King and his wife Heather, who both are integral parts of the whole program. And we were talking before the break about what all is going on with it and working with the family. And I guess it makes me raise the question, how have you had to adapt in terms of family life for the business to reflect this newfound fame that's come along to you?
Well, this is Wade. I'm building the aquariums for, you know, over 15 years. I'm 45 years old. I've been doing it since I was about 10. And, you know, we started the company about 15 years ago. And the last few years, family came about to start working when the economy got bad. And then they started to film. So now we had family in the office and we had filming going on. It was kind of rough for us to actually do that on a daily basis. And, you know, the funny part is, you know, I'm from running the business, you know, my father-in-law would come in and says there's a mistake here or this and that. And I'm trying to do a sale or do something on the other line. Brett's trying to do a sale. So everybody comes in and they think what they have is very, very important. So we would have our disagreements and we're trying to run the business. And then they come filming. Then they're sitting with a camera in front of you and they want to know what's going on. And then, you know, it's very interesting. It's a lot more work. It's fun. It's tough. But it's us. We love each other. We're a big family, and we love animals and pets and the industry, and we want to let everybody know about it.
Well, that's great. And I will say, as a store owner, we're out in the fields, and we're seeing the repercussions from your stardom in the aquarium hobby. We are actually seeing on a daily, weekly basis, we are getting individuals wanting to get into the hobby for the first time. And I want to really credit you guys for being the characters that you are and kind of providing the color of the trade and actually showing some of the both beauty and, you know, maybe let, you know, difficult parts of the hobby so that people can actually get excited about it. So my hat's off to you, and I wanted to thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. One thing we wanted to let the world know from watching the show, we wanted the show to hit the air and be successful. Now we want to educate. We want to let people know we just don't take fish and throw them in an aquarium. A fish is a pet. You have to actually take care of it. You have to monitor it. You have to do water changes. You have to feed it. You can't just take a fish and throw it in water. You have to actually have to, the water chemistry has to be right, and we want to educate that to the world. And we couldn't really do it on the first show, so we had some bloggers say some stuff, and we wanted to educate more and more. So whoever's listening out there, we love animals. We want to do the right thing. We want to educate the world, and we want to grow and teach everybody.
Well, that's great. And I imagine to a certain extent, you know, just getting the feel of knowing who you are and then having that public response, it gives you a chance to kind of throw yourself up against the board and kind of even look at yourself and kind of, you know, let people know who you really are. You know what I mean?
We want to fine tune for the second season.
Well, that's fantastic. And how many episodes are in the first season?
We did a sizzle reel, and then we did six shows for that aired. And last week they ran it for 12 hours straight, which to my knowledge was the first ever done, which was really great for us.
Uh-huh.
And we're really happy about it. And now we're negotiating going on a bunch more. We don't know if they're 100% how many more they're going to be or if there's, you know, we're not sure. We're negotiating now.
Okay. Well, I hope the negotiations go well. And will there be probably a few months or a year that where you won't be part of our culture?
We don't want to have a big span between it because we want to get out there. So we think it's going to be a lot sooner than later.
Cool.
Interesting. Heather, let me ask you a question. How has the show changed your relationship and your life with your daughters? How have they responded to this whole thing?
I don't think that my relationship has changed. Life is a little bit crazier. My daughters are at the shop quite a bit. They love working here. They worked here with Wade and I all summer. I think they like the notoriety. They've had people come up to them at school, and, you know, they've been on the show and will continue to make appearances on the show. So they're noticed, and when we're out, Wade and I are getting noticed more and more. So I think they kind of find that to be cool. I mean, my older daughter had someone come up to her at school and say, "Are you Taylor King?" And she's like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Your mom and dad, Wade and Heather?" She's like, "They're like, I love your show. We saw you on TV." So I think for them, it's exciting. My first job, though, first and foremost, and always will be, is mom.
Yeah.
So my relationships haven't changed all that much. My life is a little bit busier, and we have to take a little bit more time because people do want to meet us now and say hello, and we'll always take the time to do that. But like I said, first and foremost, my job is mom.
Well, I just was thinking that you guys have got to get the show and tell requests more so than anybody, any other parents in the classroom when it comes to what it is that you do.
I got a question for you. You've just started having, within the last year or so, cameras in front of your what you do and how you do it. Let's say, for instance, we went back to the last several years that you've been doing this. Can you imagine a situation that you wish you had cameras on, or can you maybe tell us of a colorful event that they missed, you know, that you wish the cameras would have been there?
You know, that's a funny question, because every day we say that, oh, the camera should be here now. We have hundreds and hundreds of situations, prank jokes, that I can't, we even have stuff now set up for that we haven't done yet that we're saving for next season that is so hilarious and funny, but we're saving it. But the answer is yes, there's hundreds of them. Is there one specific one? I don't think there's really, you know.
There's so many, it's hard to remember. Every day is, you know, an experience working here.
Yeah, that's
good. You know, Frankie, we got Philly from Frankie. He's a good guy. He does the sales here. We goof with him. About a month ago, we painted him blue.
Oh, my gosh.
We called him Papa Smurf, but we should have had the cameras for that. It would have been real funny.
That would have been funny. Although getting even with you would have been just as fun.
Yeah, another time, Robert was working like 60 hours straight, and he fell asleep in his chair, and Frankie went up to tickle him with a tissue in his nose. Robert was on the chair, and the chair went back a little bit, and he felt like while he was sleeping, he lost his balance. So he jumped up, ran around in a circle like 100 miles an hour. Frankie ran out of the building. It was hilarious. It was a funny moment.
It sounds like much more of an adventure than most people typically think when they think of an aquarium. So it's an interesting evolution that you've taken. But getting back to the issue of an aquarium, Wade, if you could give any advice to any of our listeners about the idea of setting up an aquarium, what would it be?
What I tell most people is it's nice to have the whole family around. So look in a nice area in your house that you sit down and enjoy, that it can fit in that area. Don't put it in an area that you're not going to see as much. And most people do want to go bigger afterwards. So if you can go bigger, it's a lot easier to take care of a bigger aquarium than it is a smaller aquarium. And, you know, you have fresh water that's beautiful. You have salt water that's beautiful. Then you have reef. Learn a little bit before you get into it so you understand that you do have to do water changes, take care of it, and get familiarized with your local pet store and become friends with them and say, "Hey, I like this." And then the guy in there will know what you like. And then when something comes in, he can give you a call, and then you can go down there. And you know what? It's a family thing. Saturdays, Sundays, you go down with the kids, you go to the store, you check out the fish, you come home. It's part of the family. And you know what? It's something I've been doing my whole life. I love it. And I just want to share it with the rest of the world.
Well, it definitely shows. And, you know, when you have that passion, like, right down inside you, to actually have this moment of opportunity to kind of show it off to the world, you know, you've got to be proud of yourself.
It's yeah, I love it, and I enjoy it. I'm proud. I just, you know what, there's so much more I want to show. I want to, you know, the world to see it. So hopefully we'll get a lot more shows and we can show everybody.
Well, you've got a couple of fans here in Lansing hoping that happens, because you had me at the point of tears when that little boy saw that tank that you built for him prior to having that surgery. And that family was so happy. I don't know how anyone couldn't have loved that moment. So on behalf of Rick Pruce, I want to thank you guys. Wade, thank you. Heather, thank you. We really appreciate your coming on the show this morning. It's been a fascinating conversation, and we hope to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
It's been our pleasure. And Rick, as usual, we've run into our usual problem we always have. We're out of time. So on behalf of my producer, Mark Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse. This is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend. Please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link.